Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everybody. Chuck Bonnell, Julie Hayden on a winter's day. The Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, Truth Straight Up.
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. Hey, hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving. We did.
Yeah,
it's kind of busy week. Thank you to Mark Poff and Karen Cataline for filling in for us. To start off today, I guess I said we don't have any guests, so it's just all of us.
Just us.
So if you want to call in, 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008, or type your comments in the chat section, we'll read it. Or if you want to just chime in yourself, go ahead and unmute if you're joining us here on Zoom. Well, you'll be all glad to know that the Justice Department is not weaponized. Joe Biden keeps his word, and everything is fine in Washington, D.C. No, none of that is actually true. I'm sure you've all heard by now, Joe Biden pardoned his son, Hunter, bizarrely, but not bizarrely when you look behind the scenes, from January of 2014 to January 20th of this year. Can you go?
I don't know if I guess nobody's ever tested. Can you just say for the rest of time?
I don't know. Maybe
if you can go in the future, why can't you go?
Well, but Hunter, you might want to. Hunter was like, Dad. Hunter's like, no, Dad, no. Listen, I have a bad history.
I need some more time.
We need to go at least. But you keep in mind that, okay, so why January of 2014? Well, coincidentally, April of 2014 is when Hunter Biden signed on with Burisma and started making $1 million a month or whatever that god awful amount was. Now, this comes after. It's kind of surprising. Like, I was not surprised that this happened at all. It's surprising that people were surprised, I guess it was going to say. I mean, I thought, oh, Lord, of course Joe Biden's going to pardon Hunter.
Well, everybody said, when should you wait till the very end and the last day and do it where not a lot of pardons are given out? Will he do it before the sentencing? And I think he said, I just want to get this over with.
Apparently, this is no joke.
This is no joke.
He and Hunter apparently had dinner the night that this came out at something called the Thieves' Den restaurant or something like that. I read that in somewhere. I think I'm sure Hunter was like leaning on him, right? And Joe is senile, Jill is senile. Who knew? What if Kamala did something wacky and tried to get him out of there on the 25th Amendment?
Let's just get this over with.
If you're Hunter, you're like, Dad, please, let's just get this over. Here, sign here. And Joe, he's like, this is the credit card receipt for the Thieves' Den dinner. And Joe signed it. This after saying over and over again, and we have some of this to play, that of course he was not going to pardon Hunter because he trusted
Julie,
the jury.
Are you telling me that Joe Biden may not be totally honest? May lie occasionally?
No. Yes, he did. Let's play it. Number one, Thomas, if we could please play the Biden lies soundbite.
With regard to the question regarding the family, I'm extremely proud of my son, Hunter. He has overcome an addiction. He's one of the brightest, most decent men I know. And I am satisfied that I'm not going to do anything. I said I abide by the jury decision. I will do that, and I will not pardon him.
Until I do pardon him.
Oh,
now, again, it's ironic to me that the left people are kind of having heart attacks about him. I mean, the right has been waiting to jump on this. I mean, are you surprised that he pardoned him?
It's a little earlier. A little earlier than I thought it would be.
Are you surprised? I mean, I assumed he was going to pardon him. I mean, what else? Joe Biden, I mean, the Democrat Party screwed
him
over.
Yeah.
I mean, Joe, there's no love lost there. They screwed him over. If you're Joe, you're now going to go to Rehoboth Beach. Jill is not going to be on any more Vogue magazine covers. He's senile. It's not going to be like he's, you know, the Obamas or the Clintons where they go on a speaking tour. So if you're Joe, it's like, why? I don't actually even blame him, right? I mean,
well, one of the things that people kind of wonder, it's one of two things. Either Hunter Biden said to his dad, hey, look, Dad, I need to make some money. I need to make some, you know, family needs some money. Let me kind of follow you around.
He can't sell artwork anymore.
Yeah. Well, this is prior to that.
Before, oh.
and said, "Look, why don't I just accompany you around the world and making and get all these people to get in business deals with us, and we'll get our own, my,
You're the big guy. I'll
you're
give
the
you a
big
cut.
guy, your brother, we can have in on it. Let's make this a family deal." Or was it the otherwise? Was it Joe say, "Hey, look, Stinky, we all got to make some money here. You got to do a little work,
Should be a bit of both, right?
Well, no, it's one or the other, I think. And I have more of an idea that it's probably Joe saying, "Listen, Hunter, you can't just do nothing. Why
Right.
don't you just follow me around
And
making crooked business
looks
deals?"
bad if I join the board of Burisma. So, and Jim, he's too smart. Yeah, Dr. DeHunter said, overcame an addiction. At what time did Hunter do that? You're right. No one actually overcomes an addiction. They just don't give into it anymore, which is why I think Hunter was probably trying to get more. But it is unusual in that this was a lengthy pardon. I mean, people were saying, well,
Oh,
Donald
fraud
Trump,
pattern.
you're
That's
right, of
fraud pattern.
anything. As Mark Papa pointed out, when I talked to him earlier today, he's like, so Hunter Biden could commit treason. He could become a mass killer. He could blow up
Man,
the Oklahoma City building, and nothing can
he ought
happen to
to
him.
be out there robbing some banks,
Well,
that
maybe
man.
that's what he's going to do. Maybe he's like, because that's a federal crime, I think, right? Bank robbery. And now he doesn't have to ever pay his taxes again. Well, that's a get out. Well, at least not till for a while, anyway. None of the back taxes, right? So that kind of helps him. Well, it wasn't just him. I mean, the mean media and the typical Biden lying Democrats, right? They were constantly scorning the media for saying, "Is Joe Biden going to pardon his son?" And over again, they said no. So if we could please play the KJP, Karine Jean-Pierre, if we could play Karine Jean-Pierre lies soundbite, Thomas.
Any possibility that the president would end up pardoning his son?
No.
Well, is there
I just said no. I just answered.
The president would not pardon or commute sentences for his son, Hunter. I just want to make sure that that is not going to change over the next 6 months. The president's saying it would not.
It's still a no. It's still a
It
no.
will always be a no.
It's still a no. It will be a no. It is a no. And I don't have anything else to add. Will he pardon his son? No.
His son, Hunter, is also up for being sentenced next month. Does the president have any intention of pardoning him?
We've been asked that question multiple times. Our answer stands, which is no.
President Biden says that he's not going to pardon his son, Hunter. Is he going to ask Donald Trump to do that?
I don't have anything else to share about that. I'm not going to get and go down a rabbit hole on this. I've been very clear. The president's been very clear when we've been asked this question.
We have lied through our teeth every time. But now NBC reporting that Joe Biden was telling his
I don't know
aides
if you have it,
moments
but the
ago.
one I
No,
love
he doesn't.
is all the one Weinstein and a lot of the other ones, Wiseman, in which he said, "Look at the difference. Here's a man who believes in the rule of law, compared to Trump, who won't take his medicine after being convicted 34 counts, and he's still not doing it. While Joe Biden is a man of men who respects our legal system."
Politico, the Hill, it's like, Joe Biden is destroying, this is his final insult to the Democrat Party. And I think that's kind of the bigger thing. Again, having screwed Joe Biden over, I don't think the Democrats should be surprised that Joe Biden doesn't care if he hurts their brand, right? But all along, Donald Trump was a liar. Donald Trump was the one you couldn't trust. And here there are a lot of things that kind of open up here. As the Democrats have been sort of, and Politico and the Hill have been kind of, whinily pointing out that this makes it much easier, sort of PR wise, for so you've got Joe Biden saying the Justice Department is corrupt, which everybody knows. So that's why he's pardoning Hunter. Well, now Donald Trump, it makes it harder for them, not that they won't, but it makes it harder for them to whine about Donald Trump pardoning anybody, say from January 6th or anything like that.
That won't slow them down in
No.
the least. Not
But
a problem
again, the
there.
public, though, is beginning. I think the public's eyes, as the election results showed, are open to this, right?
Well,
The Democrat
it's
like.
hard to remember, but back many, many years ago, back in the foggy mist of the past, there really was people really did believe the Justice Department was independent,
Right.
and it was very ethical and would not, had all these rules where they didn't do things within 90 days of the election, and they even convinced themselves, I mean,
Right.
as much as they did. And when it all started to break down, so there were some unwritten rules, like, the insiders just don't are not going to be attacked. And when you had Iran-Contra and you had a special prosecutor there and he went after some cabinet picks of Reagan, that was the beginning of the end of the Justice Department, because that was all of a sudden people going, "Whoa, you can't do that. We've got to, we can't expose who we really are." And so there's always been a different set of rules, one for the insiders, one for the rest of
They're
us.
not even pretending anymore. And
No, they
here's
can't.
this is a good from Mark Poff. Obviously, the cocaine found in the White House was Hunter's. Good point, Mark. They are glad they're afraid that Trump's administration is going to investigate and figure out it was his. Yeah, and it wouldn't be like it'd be a tough investigation. I think all they'd have to do is look at the
Well, I
cameras,
suggest you
right?
take the DNA on JonBenet and test it there.
I mean, it's like, well, and they've already said they know who it is. And it's like, it was, I think they tried, didn't they try to pretend it was a visitor? Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, maybe, you never know. But once again, the most likely explanation. But yeah, well, I'm sure the other thing that becomes interesting about this is I kind of think, okay, so on the one hand, this now means that Hunter Biden can be compelled to testify. Now, again, this goes with the, Republicans having actual spines and going ahead and investigating and doing things, and then maybe the Justice Department doing a criminal referral. But then I suspect that what's going to come down much closer to the end is Joe is going to pardon his brother from anything.
I don't think, he'd have,
You know, I just think it's so
well,
it's
he better do himself, he better do his wife,
to
he better,
everybody.
yeah,
They put
everybody.
Ashley in there. I mean, the grandkids, little Bo. I know,
Little
like
Bo.
he's exonerated for the rest of his life too.
Here's the whole family, just
Just, well,
whole
I mean,
state of Delaware.
it's a crime family, right? When you're a crime family and
Yeah.
you have the power to exonerate yourself or to pardon yourself for any crimes committed ever, I mean, what's the point of being the head of a crime family if you can't do that?
Yeah, that's a good
I
point.
mean, that really, what's the point
Come
there? I mean, yeah, that's what all the granddaughters are being like, grandpa, there was at one time.
on.
But it was kind of funny watching. So on The View, they're now trying to say that it wasn't a lie.
Well,
CNN said it
changed
wasn't
his
a lie. He
mind. That's
changed
not a
his
lie.
mind. That's not a
Just
lie.
changed his mind.
It's
No,
like,
I'm never gonna pardon him your pardon. Yeah, that's not a lie.
that's not a lie. But Scott Jennings on CNN, it was kind of funny watching him trying to talk to these people. And again, I think he, for me, I had to. I was interested in my own reaction because I was like, well, of course. And at first I was like, that's not that giant news. And then I watched all of the liberal media freak out. And I realized that I don't know if they believed it. I can't believe that they believed it. But once again, they're
No,
being shown to be complete pieces of crap.
it makes them look bad.
It
That's the
makes
whole point. They don't care, but they don't want. They could care less about Hunter and everything else, but they can't just be total
Right.
layovers. And so they got to pretend they're outraged.
That's what they're doing on CNN, and Scott Jennings, a conservative guy, kind of called them out on that. So, Thomas, if we could please play CNN number one.
Listen, you guys can spend all day long trying to spin this, that this is Donald Trump's fault, that this is somehow caused by Donald Trump. Oh, he's appointing the wrong people. Oh, he did it. Oh, this is the worst possible thing a president could possibly do to his party and to the country. To sit for a year and say, I will not do this. I will not do this. The rule of law is sacred. We have to respect the justice system, juries. We have to respect juries. We have to respect the guardrails and the norms of our democracy. These people are liars. Inflation is transitory. Afghanistan is a success. The border is secure. Robert Hur is a liar. The videos are cheap fakes. Biden has a cold. He'll never drop out. Oh, I'll never pardon Hunter. It's all a lie. It is all a grift. Every American, except the most partisan, brain-rotted people, are going to be outraged by this today. He is going to leave off. You think 38, 39% job approval is bad? Just you wait. Just you wait. He's disgraced.
Scott,
Disgraced today. Outrageous.
you don't need to, but Scott, you don't need to hurl names and could say people like me are brain rotted. Come on, that's a little beyond the pale, even for you, Scott.
Listen,
You can
I
disagree. We
stand
can
up for
disagree
yourself. You
about
don't
this.
have
We
to
don't
defend
have to
this.
call
He's
each other
leaving
names.
office. You don't have to defend it. You don't have to die on this hill. You can say this is wrong because
I'm
everybody
fine with
knows
it,
that it
Scott.
is.
That's why I'm
It's
defending
wrong.
it.
See, and he's kind of like he's and there's another, he's trying to say, you don't have to do this. Come on. Come on. You don't have to be held captive. active in the Democratic Party, or he's leaving. You know, if you're doing well. And then she turns around and she goes, oh, this wasn't a lie. So if we could please play, because he just changed his mind. If we could please play CNN number two.
Are you fine with the lying? Are you fine with him sitting before the election all year and lying to the American people? Are you fine with the lying about it?
I don't think that he was lying. I think he made a decision after the fact and decided this was the right thing for him and for his family. Period, full stop. Donald Trump decided that it was okay to pardon.
Joe Biden, Karine Jean-Pierre, how many minutes of tape do we have of both of these people telling the American people this will not happen? It's I mean, we could play it all morning. It's a lie, and it's a lie to benefit his own family, and that's all that it is. And everybody who went on TV and said, oh, look how he's the modern George Washington, he's drained every ounce of credibility from every surrogate. If Karine Jean-Pierre had an ounce of self-respect, she'd get off the plane in Africa today, where they're going, so he can avoid the press and resign. He's drained all of her credibility, and everybody else who's defended this, it's draining for them forever.
And then the poor CNN guy is like, he's looking, I don't know why they said on that three shot, right? That was like a bad, he just kind of standing there. But she's like, you're calling me brain rot? It's like, yeah. Here's from Leo. At least we know that Hunter was not responsible for JonBenet, or the pardon would have gone back to 1996. That's right. Who killed JonBenet? I'm pretty sure Hunter did not kill JonBenet. You never know, though. You never know.
You might have we watched the Netflix one, and Julie was...
I saw that,
yeah. quite prominently at times, and it was great.
Yeah.
She did a good job.
Right. Jacob has his hand up. Hey, Jacob, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
First of all, he had a pardon by Hunter, because he just pardoned the two turkeys last week, so this makes three turkeys.
There you go.
Trifecta. I just want to say one thing from last week's shows. You know, all these appointees to the agencies are going to have to work for Stephen Miller, not for Donald Trump. Yeah. So I would be you know, like they're saying about Bondi, they don't trust her, or it's one of the other ones they don't trust. Don't worry, Stephen Miller is going to have his thumb on these people, and if they misbehave, you'll see them leave real quickly.
I agree with you, Jacob. Yeah. I think
The one you got to watch out for is the world's richest man. He goes, oh, you're screwing over our staff. I'm going to get you. I mean, he's got a hammer over everybody.
I think you're right. Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm listening.
Okay. I think you're right there that, number one, you know, I think we don't want to get too caught up in purity tests, right? And I love Sundance at the Conservative Treehouse, but he's had kind of something to criticize about everybody. It's like, this is Washington, D.C., right? These are human beings, but I think you're right. I think you're right, Jacob. I think this time that Trump is not going to be like, if Pam Bondi says, oh, I have to recuse myself, Trump's going to be like, you're fired, right?
You're right.
And Christopher Wray, fired, right? Kash Patel. And there are limits to how much they can do. But
and
I don't think Kash Patel can go in and fire every single FBI agent the first day.
No. But I'll tell you.
Technically he can't, but how many is he going to fire? He's certainly going to fire the first 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then fire the, you know, he can't have these people. Everybody who's been part of top leadership who's on the quote unquote seventh floor at the FBI building.
Oh no, I think they're all yes.
You know,
they're all,
I mean, not every field officer, but you know, whoever are the ones who have great idea. I know parents who go to school board meetings are domestic terrorists. Definitely. Yeah, we get them under the Terrorist Act.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, I read an article yesterday where they're not using the FBI to do the background checks on all these appointees. They're using a private company.
Right.
And the guy, and the article I was reading was sort of hinting that they're also doing background checks on all the senators. So they're going to give them a call and say, hey, we found out about this about you. So if you don't vote for our man, you know, things can happen.
The Hoover days.
You're like 10 bucks.
Well, that's a jagger. That's a jagger move.
Hey, right. Jacob, thank you. That's good. Well, that'll get the rhinos in order, right?
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
I guess we could investigate you, huh? We're not doing anything else. Well, yeah, then actually we can jump ahead. I was going to talk about Kash Patel. He seems
okay,
like he's good. All right, bye, Jacob. You know, some of the Democrats are like, well, he can't be the FBI director. Christopher Wray is the FBI director for a few more years. It's like, no, he's not. It's like, and Joe Biden isn't going to pardon Hunter, guys. You know, and Afghan was a success.
Well, Tony Blinken came out and said, we, the Biden administration, think it'd be much better if Mr. Wray was served the rest of his term. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay.
The only reason Christopher Wray is still there is they're trying to figure out all the records that need to be destroyed, right?
Well, they haven't already destroyed every one of them.
It takes a while. There's so many. There's been so much corruption. I mean, that's what's going on. Christopher Wray, you know, I don't, he's gone, right? I mean, and I think Donald Trump saying this is saying to Christopher Wray, we can do this nice or we can do it not nice.
It's not nice. Just goodbye.
Right.
I mean, just goodbye.
Well, I mean, he'll quit. I think he's going to.
He might just quit.
Yeah. Here's from, maybe Biden should pardon Christopher Wray. Right. I mean, that's what I kind of think. You know, they're going through, all these people are like, I need to be pardoned. There's this whole like line. You know, we were watching Outlander last night, where the guy is a Scottish laird, and there's a scene in the castle where all the people, the citizens come and they kind of explain their case and he rules out justice, right? Right. That's what's going on right now. Only Joe Biden doesn't know anything. Somebody's doing where all these people are coming and be like, you need to pardon me. I was the one who leaked a secret weapon, you know? And then the other guy, I'm the one who cut the Nord Stream pipeline. You got to pardon me. There are all these people who got to be pardoned. They're just kind of filing in. From Leo, Patel is going to change the elevators so they don't go to the 7th floor, lock the stairwell down from the outside and lock them all, leave them all up there to rot with brain rot. Yeah, I think there is going to be a reckoning. And I think that, you know, again, some of the people you're going to like that Donald Trump appoints, some of them you're going to love, some of them you're not going to like, some of them you're going to hate. I do think, don't you think, that this time Donald Trump, I don't think, is going to be fooled again.
No.
If he's got some general who's raising his hand saying, I'm going to call China if you do that, he'd be like, fired.
Well, you know, they didn't do that, but he,
well, I know,
he now realizes, he didn't realize before.
No.
He said, okay, who do I fill? I don't know who to fill this cabinet with. And so he went to, the governor, ex-governor of New Jersey. And
went to
Chris Christie and others, and said, who do you recommend? And who they recommended from the establishment side were very impressive. I mean, you know, they're Rex Tillerson, head of Exxon. I mean, all these people were well-qualified ones. But then he quickly found out that if they don't believe in your agenda, they're not going to enforce it or try to enforce it.
And they can openly fight you.
Yeah, in a corporation, you hire people and they're going to do what you need to do because everybody's basically online with making more money and giving themselves stock options and everything else. But in government, you know, you just have somebody who said, hey, Bob, you're Secretary of State. Well, Bob's going to do whatever he thinks
is
right. Because one, he's not going to be around the White House most of the time. He's got to make up his mind 99% of the time on his own. And that's what Obama was so brilliant with. And that's what Biden, these people just do it on their own. You don't have to ask them to weaponize things. They just did. FEMA. Right. No relief for people who have Trump signs.
Right.
Because they must have them cemented in there because hurricanes tend to take long signs off. And it just lands on your property. You go, oh, I wasn't mine.
Well, I think in what Trump is doing, for instance, Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, right? The other thing that Trump's doing that's smart is for countries that he cares about, he's appointing his own people, right? And well, that's what he's doing this time, though. I mean, so he's Marco Rubio, yes, he's the overall Secretary of State. But Trump isn't saying to Marco, okay, you figure out who you want to be the Mideast envoy. You figure out who you want to handle Ukraine. Trump is like, I'm putting in Ukraine. I'm putting in the Middle
and
East.
He's putting, you know, father-in-law of somebody. And most ambassadors don't do anything. I mean, they don't do anything. They don't make policy. They don't do a thing. Now, there are some occasions where that's not true. But 90% of the time, they're just on permanent vacation, and the staff there do it, and they put out the gay pride flag for everybody.
Right. Well, but I think this time they will be. Interestingly, too, and this is just jumping ahead, but I just thought this was, so Donald Trump today was, so there's still 97 hostages being held by Hamas more than a year later, seven of them Americans, although it is feared that as many as a third of these people are dead. But Trump today is tweeting that if the hostages are not released by January 20th, when he takes over, he says there will be all hell to pay in the Middle East. Which I think it's, again, it's kind of like it's kind of like the tariff thing. You know, who knows exactly what he means, but, you know, he starts talking about tariffs and all of a sudden Justin Trudeau is flying down to Mar-a-Lago, right? The president of Mexico is like, okay, yeah, we can help you work on the border.
I really don't know. You know, they've killed most of Hamas leaders.
Somebody's holding them hostage.
Well, they've got them, but, you know, 40,000 reportedly. Palestinians have been killed. You know, I mean, what's he going to do? Send the Marines and kill another 40,000?
You know, I think that it is more, I don't think that that's what the point is. I think the point, all hell to pay could simply mean money. All hell to pay could be, you know that pier that Biden screwed up in Gaza, we're going to take that away.
It's not there anymore.
Well, all right, but we're not going to
take
another
way. That away.
Yeah. All I mean, though, is I think this is another sign that there is a new sheriff in town.
We'll see.
And things that were left unattended. And I think you're right. To a great extent, the Biden administration said, y'all just go do whatever you want. Yeah. Right? You want to target conservative Christian parents groups, go for it. I mean, you know what I mean? No one really cared. And I think that's over.
But right now, you're about to see the most spectacular political battle in, I think, you know, in the country's history, administrative state versus the executive.
Right.
And it's going to be a battle royale. This hasn't occurred. When it might have occurred was when Eisenhower came in 1952, but he didn't want to take the fight on. So since then, you know, the administrative state has just grown and grown, and nobody's tried to take it on. Reagan said he was going to, but he just
no one can even find it.
No one can even find it.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to get Tom Tancredo.
Oh yeah, on Friday.
He was part of the political group because he can hire political appointees up to a certain number.
He was in the education department, right?
Here in Denver. I want to find out what it's like to be, you know, wanting to cut back a thing and sitting in your office. And everybody goes, we're not cutting anything back.
He's
bozo.
Talked about that before, where he was like, look, we don't need to do this. And they're like, shut up, you know.
We don't care what you think.
Yeah, we don't care what you think. Interesting, one final thing on the Hunter Biden thing, too. I think is telling. The first Democrat to come publicly out against it before dawn this morning, practically, was our governor, Jared Polis, who was saying, he said, I understand as a father, but I am disappointed that he put his family ahead of the country. This is a bad precedent. No one is above the law, not a president and not a president's son. Now, number one, this is Jared Polis, like, launching his presidential bid,
His son,
you know. Yeah. But Jared Polis is be like, he has this ability, the sneaky ability to portray himself like he liked Robert F. Kennedy Jr., right?
Right.
As this kind of common sense libertarian guy who can appeal to everybody.
Yep.
And the media buys it, right? Even though he's
partial.
Well, partially. But so he puts that out before the first thing. Right?
Well, the sun rises.
That's right.
Out there.
And it has nothing to do with Hunter Biden, has nothing to do with Joe Biden, has everything to do with Jared Polis positioning himself.
Yeah.
Because I would say this, no one is above the law. What if you're an illegal criminal gang member terrorizing people in Aurora?
People imagine that you're doing something illegal.
People imagine that you're above the law. In fact, it's just a figment of your imagination.
Right.
And if you try to talk about it, you will be slammed down, shamed, tried to be crushed like that Aurora City Councilwoman Danielle Jurinski is,
right?
So Jared Polis is kind of picky. If it's a political opportunity for me to promote my presidential career, that it's just fine that no one's above the law. But if you're just a regular Colorado citizen the family is a victim of that girl who was a 14-year-old who was raped by the illegal criminal gang member.
Raped. She had sex with her without full consent.
Yeah, yeah.
Or some other, you know.
A person who likes God early
or something.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so that's all okay. Again, the hypocrisy there is stunning, as is the other thing I wanted to talk about, the Denver Post editorial. I couldn't believe this. So the Denver Post editorial, we've talked about Mayor Johnston making he's walked them back now. He's going to send
a little bit.
He's going to created a Tiananmen Square moment in Colorado where all the moms in the Highland area are going to go
God, can
stand
you imagine?
with the
Every,
police.
everybody would just go, God, can we get, they're all together?
Yes. Just arrest them.
Let's start firing.
That's true.
Fire
and
away.
Highland's moms is obnoxious to go stand on the city
yeah,
corner
yeah,
to
yeah.
fight ICE.
Oh, God, right? You'd want.
That's
yeah.
a good point.
Oh, man.
It'd be like one of those things where the cops set up a sting where they call
yeah,
and say, you
yeah.
want a free TV.
Right,
and everyone
right.
goes to Best Buy and then they arrest them.
Yeah.
It's like they could do that. All the Highland moms who
come
want
on
to
out.
Come on out, and then you could just arrest them for obstruction or something.
Well, just put them
well,
on.
And he was going to have the Denver
deport
police.
Deport them.
And the Denver police are going to be there. And now he's saying, well, okay, maybe I shouldn't have said that. But so the Denver Post, the weaselly liberal Denver Post comes up with an editorial like a week later. I mean, not when it actually happens. A week later saying the Mayor Johnston was wrong.
Wrong.
Wrong to threaten to arm conflict to protect immigrants. Now, what? You're kidding me, right? But the Denver Post, and I think there's a lot going on here. They now say that the Denver police should be able to hand violent criminals over to deportation officials. They say this is something that the Denver Post
That's
has
always
timelessly supported. It's like, that is just a complete, utter, like a Joe Biden lie. It's like, they, this
they
is
just
their,
changed
mind.
Their mind.
They just changed their mind. And it's like, no, you didn't. In fact, there's a Colorado law just passed in 2019 that expressly prohibits the Colorado law enforcement agency.
But they changed their mind on that too.
Well, you know, I mean, they tirelessly supported. It's just a bunch of nonsense, right? They're like, but then they go on to say, no, they can deport all the bad people, like the guy who raped that 14-year-old.
Yeah.
But they can't deport our friends and neighbors. And by that, guys, what they mean is our cleaning ladies and our gardeners, okay?
No, they don't mean that. They mean all the people on the streets that just came in that don't have jobs. They're just, it is just a fallback position. Before, there were no deportations at all. Now, okay, you can have 10 deportations. We'll have a million people move into the country in the next 50 days, and you can remove 10 of those back again. But whatever the Denver
but
Post
still,
says.
That's a position that they would not have had.
No, in
just
fact,
a few weeks ago.
I was kind of, there was an article just saying that you know, this is a common one, I think it was in on the Hill, that they're changing back. It was for no deportations now, just the criminals. And they've always been that. Always been for criminals being deported. And so that's just the way it
well,
is.
Well, and I think a bunch of things are going on here. It's just complete BS for the Denver Post to say they have
tirelessly
supported deporting criminal illegal aliens.
Yes.
No, they haven't. They, you know what I mean? No, they haven't. No,
well,
no Democrat, none of the liberal media have.
They changed their mind.
Because the Democrats for years have insisted that all illegal immigrants are the same. They're all innocent victims of violent regimes in the country they're fleeing from to come to America. And they all have jobs and they're all going to pay Social Security. And actually, you know, they're the victims, right? And every time, you know, they would try to, you would try to talk to them about violent criminals, they'd be like, racist, racist, racist. I mean, I remember covering it on TV. We were not allowed to say, when I was back at Fox 31 News, we were not allowed to say, because I thought sometimes this was important to point out that somebody who was convicted of a crime, the guy, it was years ago, he was drunk, ran through a red light, crashed into a Baskin Robbins at Havana and Alameda and decapitated and killed a 10-year-old boy. And I think in another member of his family. He was here illegally, had been busted for drunk driving before, right? Never deported. I mean,
well, what I like about the good part of it, you rape somebody and you're deported, which means you're just brought home. Hey, you know, forget that prison sentence and trial. We'll just deport you. And you can come back in a week or two. No problem.
Well, they release them on bond, right? And again,
no
they,
bonds. What do we bond? That's such an old concept.
Well, PR bond. Well, and the Colorado law just a few years ago prohibits them from contacting. So the Denver Police Department, the Denver Sheriff's Department is by law prohibited. And I think Denver went even further and said, you will be fired. If you call
right.
ICE and say, hey,
right.
this guy, we have this suspected rapist, right? He just bonded out. We have to release him on bond. They would be fired for telling ICE that, right?
Well, now we won't fire him.
Well, they didn't say that. They just tirelessly support something, right? I mean, it's, and again, Johnson misread the room. And I think some of the Democrats in the Denver Post, I'm sure they're looking at their declining readership and they're like, okay, we got to change something here. Clearly, Johnson thought he was going to be a hero for this Tiananmen Square moment, right? He didn't just, this guy's a politician. He just, on the spur of the moment, thought, oh, I'm going to say this, right? No, some, they thought about that. This was a point he wanted to make. And he thought everyone was going to applaud him. And instead, the Highland moms are going like, what? No.
We're doing what?
Yeah.
Sally, what are we doing?
The Denver police chief is like, oh, no, Mike. We can't stand out there in our riot shields and shoot at ICE agents. It's like, but he.
Where are you going to be when the mail occurs?
He criticized, made national news, right? And so now the Denver Post pretends after they read the tea leaves. They're like, okay, no one thought that was a good idea. Now they're pretending, but forever, the Democrats tried to pretend that all illegal immigrants were the same, that there were no violent illegal immigrants, right? Well, now I think they've realized after the election, that doesn't fly anymore.
Look at the TV. You can take out the violent criminals, you know, whatever percentage that is that you determined. And how you determine it, I'm not sure. But
well, they're not even actually saying that. They're just sort of saying they're not going to argue about that anymore. They're not going to pretend anymore that there are no violent. Well, we don't know. Jared Polis still hasn't said anything. Mike Kaufman still hasn't said anything. This is just the Denver Post, right? I think they're forced to, you know, not pretend that there are no more violent criminal.
All right, so now they go, we have always, just like they always say,
right, we've talked,
you know, the old position, which you heard all the time, is we have a broken immigration system.
Right.
And we've said that and we need to solve the problem. We solve the problem by letting more in. That's how we solve the problem.
But here's the other thing, and I don't know, I'll call me cynical, but I think the fact that the Hispanic community was leaning towards Trump may have played a role there.
Yeah, so we need some more Haitians there. No more of those goddamn Colombians and Venezuelans.
All of a sudden, it's like, wait a minute. Why are all these Hispanic illegal?
Don't they like socialism?
Yeah. And all of a sudden, wait, they're turning and voting against us. So all of this, I think, is good news. Some of the pretending has to go away. And I think that's why they are flipping out so much about Biden's lies, because the Biden senility lie and the media fronted for him there. And everything
that was not a lie. That was a misdiagnosis.
You're not doctors.
It was a misdiagnosis. I mean, it was all fair. And you just,
I think that the lies that they tried to cram down everybody's throats. And I think, again, I think COVID was the great eye opener, because that was something that just impacted people's everyday lives. So, but you know, some people still fall for it. I have a lovely friend. We had dinner the other night. She's an intelligent, sharp, successful woman. And, we disagree politically, needless to say. And she was saying she got the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, current every time they came out. And I said, well, have you ever had COVID? And she's like, oh, yeah.
All the time.
And I just kind of was like, I didn't say anything. I just dropped it. But there are not enough of people like that in the Democrat Party anymore. Who, too many people are saying, well, I'm not going to get the vaccine, right? And then you try to force them, then they're mad about it. And they're beginning to see, and even she had issues with the illegal immigration, right? So I think the Democrats, and part of that, I think, is the fact that the mainstream media no longer has the sway to push the narrative that if everybody's saying it right. And Morning Joe is getting criticized for trying to make people.
Not Morning Joe, Anita.
For going down to see him. So, I mean, I don't know. Do you think, well, I think they realize that the Democrat Party, that they need to do something, right? I mean, it doesn't work for them to tell us that the economy is great. It's not. Doesn't work for them to tell us Joe Biden believes in the law, you know, the rule of law, and he's not going to pardon Hunter. He did. It's not going to work for them to tell us that criminal, illegal aliens terrorizing cities are just figments of our imagination. So they got to come up with something else.
The one they're hoping is the deportations, which is why it should be returning. We're sending people home to their families. and so they hope that you can do that. There's always something in politics.
Well, I think they're hoping, and you know they're gonna try to find some, you know, unlike what you saw the pictures of the 2-year-old girl, the 10-year-old boy who were kind of like left at the border without parents, and that's cool under Biden. They're hoping they're gonna try to find somebody like that. But I think that that is that horses out of the barn, so to speak. There have been too many instances and too many highly publicized instances of violent, illegal immigrant crime that people understand. Okay, yeah, yeah. Maybe you have the people who are here, the families that did just come from.
Well,
but Trump isn't going to be deporting that. So not
80 or 90% of the people coming over are single males.
Right.
So unless they're all marrying each other and starting families in the Polish tradition,
in the what's her name? Who's that? The congresswoman who married a brother. What's her name?
Omar.
Omar. In that tradition.
Yes, that tradition.
This is from Dr. Donna. Polis is nowhere near similar to RFK. No, but he saw Dr. Donna. Again, Polis is, I believe he is. He's positioning himself to run for president. That lane is open. He had no lane if Kamala was elected because she was going to be there for the next 8 years. And then who knows what would happen. But now he's got a lane.
Yeah.
And he always has had this, I think, reputation.
He keeps on telling anybody he's a libertarian. There's nothing libertarian. I did nothing with COVID. He did, you know, luckily I kept all the business. You did not keep the businesses open, you lying sack.
Right. Well, what do you think? Jumping ahead then to some of the appointments. So we've got Kash Patel, Pam Bondi. And again, there are criticisms of her this way and that way. And I get they're going to be criticisms of pretty much everybody, right? But the Elon Musk thing, because I have some thoughts on that. But what do you make of that?
I think Pam Bondi is just a piece of crap as a human being. She's the one who got her campaign manager to go after Trayvon Martin, and who is also a state attorney. She just has no morals. So she's perfect.
Yeah.
We've got to get her through. No matter what, we've got to get her through.
Prosecute Hunter. Did he do anything wrong? No. No, but here's a dossier signed by 51 intelligence agents.
Oh, man. There's not, you know, Merrick Garland's going to try to take whoever comes to the, here we're all together. And then, I look forward to your 4-year term. And I'm so impressed by you. And screw off, retrobate. Somebody get this asshole off of me.
Who's the Elon Musk thing? I think because there's some Elon Musk, I think, is something to keep an eye on. I think you've got Elon Musk, Peter Thiel, who's another high tech guy who pushed J.D. Vance, and helped fund him. And there's a third guy whose name now I can't remember. But so you've got three giant AI. These guys are all AI guys, right?
Everybody did.
And I think here, all of these people, again, are brilliantly using each other. I think that you do have these, I believe Elon Musk. I mean, look what he did with Twitter, right? And I think he's rich enough that there probably is some altruistic.
They say that what happened is they had a meeting at the White House and they brought him in and said, look, there'll only be two companies going to be doing AI, and you're going to do what we tell you to do, or you're going to find yourself indicted or whatever. But they probably weren't that direct. And so it's if he can let AI, it's going to just go wherever it wants to go in China and everywhere else. So it's hurting it in the United States. And, I really try not to think of the future with AI because it really is bleak. And it really, I don't want to think about it. And even I find myself using AI a lot more, and that you can just do searches of AI on complex subjects and they're pretty good. They're pretty good. Pretty soon, they're all going to be HAL 9000s. And they're just
go there, HAL.
it's going to be incredibly bad.
This from Thomas. Did you hear about Elon making a joke about buying Hasbro? No, but he's joking about buying MSNBC. But I think, though, what's going on there, and this is good for once, the Republicans are smart about this, right? I think that Donald Trump and these high-tech billionaires have realized they can all be helpful to each other. I mean, I think Elon Musk saying, you want to block Trump? I'm sorry, we'll primary you and I'll fund it. I have, billions of dollars. I got nothing to do with my money, right? Yeah. And I think that Donald Trump, I mean, it's an art of the deal, right? Donald Trump is like, I can work with you, you can work with me. You
Right.
know, maybe you don't care about this, but you care about that. So we all help
We
push the
all help each
agenda.
other.
And you help me for the first time. I think the grassroots, the MAGA movement has money behind it,
Right.
right? That can make some of this stuff happen. And I hope, turning to Colorado, you've got Gabe Evans, Jeff Crank, Jeff Hurd, all of whom were AF Americans for Prosperity
Yes.
fundees. And you
Plenty.
know, hopefully Americans for Prosperity is now saying, well, Trump, we can work with you on some
We can
issues.
work, you can work.
We got to give up on that whole deportation thing, at least for now. When even
Yeah.
the New York, when even the Denver Post is saying they have tirelessly supported, you know.
And we're against tariffs, but maybe there's a time and a place for tariffs, and as long as it doesn't last too long, and we can, export all our jobs over to India now.
Well, I think though that's what's going on. And I think in a way that's rather than just being corrupt, right? It's sort of like you know, with the Burisma stuff where things under the table, they're kind of like, okay, you can help me, I can help you. Yeah, it's like, is Elon Musk gonna try to have influence over the Trump administration regarding AI stuff and his Starship stuff? Yes. But was he being screwed for not? Yes. You know? And I think that that's a new age, which is good. So I again, some of the people who really worry about that, I think it's to keep an eye on, but I also think sometimes how would you accomplish something without it? And I think it's time for the Republicans to quit saying, "Well, that's not totally pure, so we can't
They don't
absolutely
care
do
that,
that."
on a national level, there are no pure people. They're just filthy people. Mike Rounds of South Dakota said, Ray was great. I thought he was a wonderful person. Just a great book,
He did whatever he had, whatever he wanted to do, right? You know, we hated Trump, so we were glad to see him go after Trump. Interestingly, you know, and again, I hope Pam Bondi uses the lawfare. Pretty much all the lawfare stuff has gone away. You have that the Georgia case, which is just a mess, and then you've got the New York case, which they keep postponing.
Like
So,
postponing, no sentencing, so that's at least for the next 4 years it's gone.
right.
And the two federal ones are gone, so it's his legal problems are pretty close to being over with, as now is time to give some legal problems to everybody else.
Well, it makes it hard for him not to pardon. What did, you know, Don Trump Jr. is saying in the past couple of years, he's received 119 subpoenas, right? It's like, so if you're Donald Trump, if you want to, if Donald Trump should come in and goes, I pardon everybody in my family, I pardon Steve Bannon, I pardon everybody for everything now, right? Because Joe Biden did it. So it's going to be interesting. You know, Joe Biden's in Africa. I don't think he has. I was reading a thing. I don't think there are any other big soirees between, you know, between now and the end of his term. Not that he can really handle the soirees, but
Well, I'm sure you can do whatever. I mean, if I'd only, have only 120 days to live, I'd spend the next 50 days
he's traveling.
traveling, having fun, partying it up. Tell Jean-Pierre, we're, oh, I'm sorry, but we're leaving you in Africa. But he's gonna have some fun with people.
Well, and again, you know, the Democrats, the Hill, and the political, they're saying he's tarnishing his image. It's like,
Tarnishing his image. I mean, what's the image of just an old, corrupt, amoral douchebag? I mean,
and then they said, and his legacy, it's like he has no legacy. You guys kicked him out, right? It's like, and so if you're Joe Biden, he goes nowhere after this. Like I was saying earlier, there's no
There he goes somewhere. He
speaking
goes to a whole
tour.
big speech for
He
the foreign.
might get to work on his library or something like that.
Well, that'd be an interesting project.
And he'll get a pension, so he'll be okay financially. But yeah, he's got nothing to lose. The Democrats should have thought that out before they got rid of him. He was always going to pardon Hunter. I mean, I just think that's why they went after Hunter, right? They went after Hunter knowing that nobody was going to lose anything. They could sit on their moral high ground, those Department of Justice people, and say, we went after him, even though they really didn't
No, and they
until the
David
judge
Weiss
made
said,
up.
yeah, no, they just, if that judge hadn't said, you're doing what? Why is B connected to A?
And all along, they knew it was going to go to Biden, and that and everything was going to be fine. Now, Hunter was probably a little nervous because it's just like,
Well, but
Dad.
now that he's got to, get out of a jail card free, he had, Dad, let me go to Africa with you. I can make some deals. I can, some
That's
last
true.
minute
Last
deals.
minute deals. There's no more influence to peddle. Hey, so who knows? Things are happening so fast. I was reading a thing, some White House correspondent was like freaking out, saying, oh my God, it's back to the time of never resting again. It's like, well,
Well,
that's going to
tough.
do it for us today.
That's right. That's it. We have something with our son we have to do on Wednesday, so we'll do a new sh do a best of show, I think, probably.
On that, and we will be back Friday. We'll have Tom Tancredo on.
Tom Tancredo on to say what it's like to be in the belly of the beast when all of a sudden you're the political appointee and all around you are the Mau Mau natives who are kind of looking at you, kind of, you know, don't even move.
We're putting fire in the, under the pot. Yeah. All right, hey, everybody. Thank you to everybody. We will see you all later. Everyone, have a great rest of your day.